Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going all the way to Iowa. Speaking to a young mother. Her name is...
Star Sherelle Jones.
She's a newbie.
Newbie alert. Newbie alert.
So why don't we just give her a call and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go. Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hi, I am good. How are you?
Great. How do you pronounce your first and last name?
It is Star Sherelle Jones.
Well, I got the Jones part right for sure.
Well, my mom made sure that the last name was simple since the first name was so difficult.
That's awesome. So you're brand new to acting? You never done acting before at all?
No, as far as like anything professional, no, but throughout high school and throughout college, I did do theater and I did a mime. My first year ever trying out for theater, I did a mime that I created myself and it made it all the way to Allstate. So there's district and then there's state and then there's Allstate. And my first year, I made it all the way to Allstate.
So you live in Iowa, huh?
Yes. Yep. Ottumwa, Iowa.
Is that your child? Is it a boy or a girl?
Yes, this is my daughter. She's 2. Yes.
Any aspirations of maybe getting her into the business as well?
Yes, definitely. Like, this is my child, seriously. Like, she watches TV shows and, like, she learns dances from watching. And then, like, Boss Baby, she literally plays every character and acts out the whole thing. She knows all the words in it, too. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, see? There you go. See, you don't get it, she'll get it. Or you can actually just play her mom.
Yes, amen.
So, what did you do to get started professionally? So, you just created a profile on Backstage? Is that the first thing you've done?
Yes, that is. Long story short, I went to LA when I was 19. I had just graduated from Indian Hills. I got my associates in a minor in theater and I was going to LA and I just seeing what was out there, the opportunities, and I had took acting class out there and I had participated in some dance classes out there and I was looking into colleges, but then I came back to Iowa and literally found out I was pregnant. So everything got on hold for about 2 years. I'm also a dance teacher, so I have created a dance team at my church and I also have a dance team at the school that I was working at. I've kind of just said, okay, I really want to put everything into what I want to do because I've been working jobs like as teachers. I've worked at fast food restaurants. I've just been doing things that don't make me happy. Theater is what truly makes me happy. So I say, you know what? I'm quitting my job and I'm really finna do this. I'm really finna put in applications and I'm really finna go full force with this because this is what I really want to do. So yes, that was the first move that I made, is making a Backstage and start auditioning and looking for roles that will fit me.
Speaking of dancing, you got some super cute dance moves.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Unique. I watched your videos. You were just kind of freestyling, you know? It was fun. It put me in a good mood.
Thank you. That makes me happy.
So how are you going to get into the business being right there in Iowa?
I know. That's a good, great question. I was actually, my next move was going to be leave my daughter with her dad for 30 days. I was going to go out to Cali and once again, like I said, see what's out there, go for auditions and things like that, and I was going to leave her for like a month and then come back if I didn't find anything, and if I was to find something, I would stay out there and figure it out. But she has a great dad.
Yeah, but you really think LA over Atlanta or something like that?
I actually just went to Atlanta. My birthday was July 26th and I went to Atlanta for my birthday. It was probably just the people that I was with, but I didn't see a lot of opportunities. Maybe I wasn't in the right places.
So somebody else that, like in a small town like yours, who thinking, wow, I mean, because you're actually, you have the experience, you actually made a commitment and you're moving forward. What advice would you have to somebody else to get them to move forward?
Always follow your dream. I feel like too many people get caught up. I was actually just talking to my cousin about this. Too many people get caught up in, I can't do it because this, or I can't do it because that, or this is standing in my way. I feel like when you have a passion and if you're dedicated to it, it's just something that you really want to do. You just never give up on it. You do everything that you possibly can and put your all into it. And that's my advice. Like, don't ever give up. Don't ever let the odds just count you out, because, I mean, it's easy to say, well, I'm in Iowa, there's no jobs out here, it can never happen. But I feel like when you just set your goal and you're passionate about your goal and you know what it's meant for you to do, then just never stop.
Right, but if somebody was to cast you in something, you're free to travel, you're free to go?
Yes, I'll do what I have to do to get where I need to be.
How old are you right now?
I just turned 24.
So like when you're 27, 28, pushing 30, where would you like to be?
Just making a difference and also have my own dance studio. So
oh, nice.
That's a lot.
I mean, just keep it up. accept. You know, tell you what, you pray for me, I'll pray for you.
Amen. Yeah, let's do that. That's a deal.
But I don't have to be the big star. It's just a hobby for me. If I get on the set, if I'm extra cool, if I'm standing, I'm cool. If I get a line, I'm cool. That's it.
So what advice would you have for me? Because it seems like you have accomplished everything that I want to accomplish.
You're going to exhaust everything you can do right there in Iowa. It seems like you're going to the theater. You're doing as much as you can there. You know, you are going to be limited where you are unless you get down to a town. You know, LA's so expensive. It's ridiculous, the rent out here. So you come down here, you're not working a lot, and the rent every 30 days. It's a lot. And so I was thinking Atlanta might be a little cheaper, and it seems like there's a lot of stuff going on in Atlanta, but you said you went there and you didn't jive.
I could definitely give Atlanta another try, but you said the next step would be getting an agent.
There's not so many agents in Iowa. You're going to have to start spreading out a little bit. There's a show that I listened to. His name is Brian Pataka. Brian Pataka is his name. If you go back and listen to that show, he has a lot of great advice about cover letters. And I think there's some templates that he gives you where you don't have to write them, where you just copy and paste his. And that's free. That might help you out. It'll be a good place for you to start.
That sounds good to me. I will make sure I get that done. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. You have an awesome weekend, and thanks for being on my show.
Yeah, thank you. You have a great day. It was nice meeting you.
Hey, you too. All right, let's give it up for
Dar Sherelle Jones.
All right, now we're going all the way to Magnolia, Texas. And we're going to speak with an actor, writer, and singer, and director. His name is Blake Childress. I think he's 16 years old. He lives in the backwoods of Magnolia. I know that town very well. I filmed one of my movies there, Lone Star Cowboy. Just like Urban Cowboy, but instead of bull riding, it was country western line dancing. Let's give Blake Childress a call in Magnolia, Texas, next to Tom Ball, Pinehurst, Decker Prairie, Plantersville, and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Blake, it's Shawnee Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Ah, so you're a director, you're an actor, you're a writer, and you're a singer. How do you do all that in Magnolia, Texas?
I try a lot. You put your mind to really anything. The hard part is, since I'm in school, I have to do a lot of stuff. Classes, it gets really hard most of the time.
Right.
And the main reason I do a lot of that stuff is just because it just makes me really happy.
Right.
I mean, that's just what everyone says, to be honest, when they're talking about their hobbies. It's the thing that just keeps me happy going through school.
Are you going to Magnolia High School?
Actually, I go to Magnolia West High School.
I actually filmed a movie right there in Magnolia, Texas called Lone Star Cowboy. Everybody was so generous with their time. You can film here. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. Great.
I didn't know that.
So you're 16 now. So what is your plan right after you get out of high school? Are you in theater group there to learn in more acting stuff? Or what's your plan to learn more about this business?
My plan right now is go to college and try. And I will try and go into theater. I want to get a degree in filmmaking. I'm planning on majoring in that, and that being the main thing I want to do. And I'll be in theater because I still feel like I'm not a perfect actor right now, even though I've been doing it for like 5 years.
Right.
But I want to major in film and focus on honing my craft. As a backup plan, I'm thinking about becoming a teacher.
Yeah.
It would be great. I could help inspire a new generation of artists in the next couple of years.
Now, what college do you have in mind? Like a local Texas college?
Well, my brother, he's going to Sam Houston State University. They actually bought him a house right next to the college, so they're expecting me to go to that college because they have the house. I might as well go live there with my brother and go to that college.
Why not? It's right there.
Yeah, my brother is also doing the film program, and he wants to help me out with it, be my partner in crime with movies and all that.
Stay focused. Great. So that's good. You got some direction there. You know, Houston's a big town, so do you ever go into Houston to do any of your acting work or anything like that?
Surprisingly, no. I'd love to go to Houston. I'd love to go and intern work, but I mean, like, most of the work that I do is self-work for the stuff that I make most of the time. Still haven't gotten anything like professional, which is something that I still want to do. A director's making something and they say, oh yeah, do you want to be in it? Like, I'd love to do something like that.
So even though you're doing all this, you're still like in the business. You're still a newbie then.
Yeah.
Newbie alert. Newbie alert.
So somebody in a small town, like, what advice would you have for them? They're saying, I'm stuck. My parents don't support me. I can't do anything. So what can they do?
How I see things is, if you want something done, you probably want to do it yourself. Because the hardest thing with my movies is the big problem that happens is most of the time the things I want to make never get made because it involves other people doing things for me. That whole expression of, if you want something done, do it yourself. Don't be afraid of what's going to happen. Don't be afraid of judgment. Don't be afraid of like, oh, will people accept this? Will people not want this? Don't be afraid of that. Just go for it. Here's the thing about movies. Everyone has a camera. That's the thing, that like, we all have phones. So if you're thinking, you know what, I want to make a YouTube channel, I want to do this, so I want to do that. And if you're just afraid, who cares? Just try. Because, like, that's the one thing I want everybody to know is it doesn't hurt to try to go for your dreams.
Right.
Now, I'm hopefully going to get a career doing what I've always wanted to do. If I can get to where I am now, anybody can.
Right. So what do you feel more inside? Do you feel like, wow, if I had my choice, I would just do the acting thing? Or does the writing, directing interest you more? What's the number one thing? If you could pick one, what would you do?
I love acting because I love people saying, hey, look, I need you to play this character for me, especially right. with theater, because everyone says I'm amazing at doing eccentric characters. I think if I had to choose, I'd probably go with the creation of movies, being a director. Wow. Movie ideas are just something that are just like natural to me, where I'm just like, oh, I'm like walking in the hallways of school, or I'm listening to music in the car, and just like ideas just pop in my head every single day. I'm always talking with my friends saying, okay, look, I have an idea today. People are like, oh yeah, that's a really good idea. I can come up with ideas really fast. Everyone's like, oh yeah, those are really good. You should do those. And while most of them don't get made just because I don't have the cast and the crew right now,
right.
it's nice to come up with things.
Right, but if you were on some type of, say, just as an example, say Saturday Night Live, where you have to have skits, all these thoughts are coming out of your head. You can work for a place where you have to produce. The thoughts come into your head, you get it out, you have the budget, you shoot it, bam, and then you move on. Maybe something mm-hmm. like that, to where you can be part of that creative process. But what's really cool about you, you're such a character actor, there's always going to be a part for you. Even if you're the guy doing the movie, or even if you're not doing the movie, there's always mm-hmm. a part for your type. You're going to work versus, well, hi, I'm like a Brad Pitt looking guy and I'm at a casting. Yeah, there's not 50 million of you. Pick one.
Mm-hmm.
You're so unique. You're going to have less competition and you're going to get the better juicy parts where you're not just showing up and going, he went that away. Where would be the best place for people to find you online if they wanted more information?
Well, my YouTube channel is That One Filmmaker on YouTube, and on Instagram, my username is That One with the number and then the word One Filmmaker. Those are my social media handles that you can go to. On my YouTube account, I make movie reviews and I also make my films there. Like, a lot of my projects go straight to my channel. I also constantly put stuff on my Instagram.
Awesome. Hey, wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
Thank you for letting me be on here. It's great to talk to somebody about the stuff I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
If you're out there and you're listening, you really want to be an actor, or you really want to be a writer or director, and don't tell yourself, I'm not meant for this. Don't just sell yourself short. Be confident and try anything you want to do.
Awesome. Hey, Blake, thank you so much for being on my show today. I really appreciate it, because there's a lot of people that are listening that are in your situation. They don't live in Atlanta, New York, LA. They're sitting mm-hmm. there and their parents may not be too supportive or know what's going on, but they're like, man, they're going, hey, Blake's doing it, I'm doing it, I'm in.
mm-hmm.
So thanks for being on my show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on, man.
All right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you, Dar Sherrell and Blake, for being on my show. Coming up, we have some amazing guests, some amazing newbies, so stay tuned. Be sure to like, share, download, and give a review or like wherever you're at. Time for the lesson. Bye-bye. Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Ayo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path, careful, you're the only one to blame. When it comes to things that you don't know, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul, is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now, talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle. On the climb to the top, it's the same old games. But now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it, I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode, bye-bye.